The rally in New Orleans' French Quarter over the weekend has some questioning how well those voices of protest were heard. Commentator Cortland Malloy tells us it takes more than marching to demonstrate dissent.
Now, if this was 1965, I could understand the NAACP wanting to take to the streets of the French Quarter to protest the death of a black man at the hands of several whites. But this is 2005. And if black people in New Orleans wanted their protest to be taken seriously, they should have focused on canceling the upcoming Essence Music Festival. In a few days, there will be thousands of black people coming into New Orleans from across the country, getting drunk on Bourbon Street, oblivious as they patronize the very businesses that allegedly discriminate against blacks. Oh well. I guess if we insist on being stuck in the 60s, if we just gotta march, why not go hoofing in the hood? I mean, if we're looking for a place to protest the murders of black men, we can surely do better than the French Quarter. In New Orleans, that would be the predominantly black Lower Ninth Ward, where black-on-black homicides routinely exceed 250 a year. So, how about some conscience raising in our own backyards for a change? March through Holly Grove, a section of New Orleans where Vera Jackson, a black woman, was killed not long ago when bullets pierced the walls of her home during a shootout between rival black gangs. And then head over to the Cali Oak Public Housing Complex, home to a group of drug dealers who were accused of 4 homicides and 3 non-fatal shootings in 1 month. You see, by marching through a tourist trap like the French Quarter, all you do is focus on white people, how they done us wrong, made us sit near the kitchen, if they let us in the restaurant at all. But take a walk through a black community, and you have to take a hard look in the mirror. Where are the black-owned restaurants? You mean to tell me that we can't even fry chicken anymore? And since when did black people forget how to run a school? You may still come away believing that white people deprive black people of their civil rights. But you'll also realize that more than a few of us are taking our civil rights for granted. So, first things first, you show me a people who love freedom, and I'll show you a people who are free.
Cortland Malloy is a columnist for The Washington Post.